episode 479, Word Up.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beautiful ladies. How are you doing? I have missed you. What have you been up to? Are you enjoying your spring weather? Is it beginning to sunshine? This weather around here, I've been watching the U.S. We've just been having nothing but crazy weather. Not really just here in the U.S., but around the world. And I want you to know that I am praying for your all safety. I'm praying that the floodwaters will recede, that we won't be having all of these crazy earthquakes and just, I mean, stuff that's happening. And I know it's not easy. And so if you are, I pray that you're in a safe area and know that you have women around the world praying for you. So I just wanted to start off the day with that, because sometimes I don't think we really think about some of the natural catastrophes that we go through in life, and weather plays a major part in it. And that can really set our tone. And today is your day, a day of inspiration, a day of motivation, allowing you to go from where you are to boost you up into where you really want to be headed, just to give you that extra kick in the pants, so to speak, and that extra maybe giggle in your wiggle, and anything you can do to just keep going, because we get tired. You may be like, oh, this week has already been chaotic and I'm done. And I just feel like I need to hang up the towel. Don't hang up the towel. Instead, word up. Word up. Words have power. Not just what you are saying to yourself, but what you hear from others. The words you hear from music, from television, from books, from social media, from friends and coworkers, from family, and even strangers. I mean, you could hear words and you could be standing in line at a coffee shop getting your favorite drink and you can overhear a conversation. Words have power. Even in those little fortune cookies. We don't think a lot about that, but you know, when you go and you open up your fortune cookie and whatever you think is, oh, if this fortune comes true, you know, maybe you eat the cookie before or after so you can make sure the fortune happens. Words have power. Today, you need to word up. Be aware of what you are allowing your ears to hear. Be aware of what you are telling yourself. Be aware of the words you are reading. Be aware of the words you are even tasting. That sounds strange, I know. Be aware of the words that you are touching. Be aware. Word up. What words are you surrounding yourself with? Think about your vocabulary. This impacts not only you, but those around you. Word up. I can remember growing up and, you know, we had words, certain phrases were not allowed to be said in our household. And at times, I didn't really think much about it. I mean, they were the rules. That's how I grew up. So I respected them. I didn't question them. As I got older, I began to think, well, why do we not say those words? And I began to look deeper into the definition of certain words, which may be in the phrases that we weren't allowed to use. And I'm like, got it. Now I know why. And I find myself doing that now in my household. And the kids will have their friends over. And they'll use certain words. And I may be upstairs and they're downstairs. And I'm like, we don't speak that language here. And they kind of look at me. And I said, I know it may be strange. Maybe you use it in your household, but here we don't. Words have power, and we don't use those phrases. If you want to talk like that, then I need to ask you to leave. Most of the time, they respect me. They don't backtalk me. But I know in their mind, they're beginning to question, because our logic, our mind throws us to another area and says, well, it's a word. It's just a word. It doesn't do any harm, but it does. Words have power. Today, word up. What was the last sentence you spoke? Do you remember the last sentence you spoke? Where were you? What tone of voice did you have? What was the look on your face? Were you talking on your cell phone or were you talking to your spouse? You see, we also don't think about the words that we don't say, but we use them in our looks. My children say, oh, the death stare. Mom's death stare. She got me. She got me good from far across the room. They don't really say that. But they do know that I can give them that mom look, and you know what I'm talking about. You can also give that to your spouse, can't you? You just give that look. Do you know words have power? You may not be using them, but they are shooting out your eyes. And every single time you do that, you are shooting down your spouse. You're shooting down your partner. You're shooting down your children. You're killing them with them. We need to be loving with our words, kind with our words. So what was the last sentence you spoke? Maybe you don't remember. Or did it have something like, I can't, or don't do, or how could you? All of these put you on the defense. Are you living your life on defense? Are you living your life feeling like you always have to defend who you are, what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing? Are you making your spouse do the same thing? Putting them on the defense. If everybody's on defense, who's playing offense? Not a really great situation to be in. Word up. Word up. Let go of these words, these phrases. Women of impact, successful mompreneurs and entrepreneurs, all the mommies in the world, you stay at home, mommies. Maybe you're not even a mommy yet. But you use words that build up, prepare one for greatness. Instead of I can't, say I am not willing to. Ooh, think about that for just a moment. How many times do you use the word I can't? I can't go work out. I can't fix dinner the way I want to. I can't read my book. I can't get my journaling in. I can't do what I want to be doing. I can't. I don't have enough money. All of these, well, honestly, they're contractions, right? Do not, cannot. Did you ever think maybe that's kind of tearing you apart? Word up. In order to motivate you to the next level, to propel you into greatness, to put you in a place where God wants you to be, word up. He didn't walk this earth putting people down. He didn't tell every single sentence or with every single sentence that came out of his mouth, it wasn't, you are a sinner. You are worthless. No. He says, you are loved. You are worthy. You are kind. Maybe you mess up a little bit, but I'm not willing to give up on you. So why are your words that you use so willing to give up on you, so willing to give up on your spouse? Word up today. It starts today. Think about exactly what you're saying. When we talk about being present, in the presence, we're thinking about everything that we're doing, the actions that we take and the words that are spoken, the words that are written, the words that are even unspoken. Because the words, those thoughts that we have, those are words. Those are words, ladies. And they're powerful words. So today, word up. It will begin to stretch you. Excuses will fade. You will impact. Make today a word up day because you were made for greatness. Go and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.